Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The DH, Joe Rudy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Tenarche. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Paul Mitchell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball four. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teaunt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Doyle applying the tag. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ten Arche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Heisa now playing third base. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tenarche hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haney moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haney scores. North moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 4, Red Sox, 4. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa hits a pop-up into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bando moves to third. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ten Arche fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. North hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fisk moves to second. Jim Todd now pitching. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fisk moves to third. Evans moves to second. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0-for-1 in the game. Heisa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa juggles the ball. That's an error on Heisa. Baylor moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baylor moves to third. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-3 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen pinch hits for Larry Haney. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Lentz pinch runs for Ken McMullen. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Fisk and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. North hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lentz scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doyle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Hosley now catching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Garner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-4 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Baylor goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Athletics. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Joe Rudy. Tom Murphy now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Tenarche is hit by the pitch. Bando moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-4 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it and throws to home to get Alexander. Bando moves to third. Tenarche moves to second. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-4 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to home to get Bando. Tenarche moves to third. Washington moves to second. Two outs. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller pinch hits for Bob Heisa. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper bunts towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Burleson moves to second. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller scores. Burleson moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, Athletics. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lynn hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.